Hello?
Hi. Hello. This is Cameron calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Just trying to give you an update. I do apologize. We're still like kind of really working on trying to get a provider to where you're located at. A lot of the providers are not answering, or you know, they're unable to come in at town this time of night. I do apologize once again. So we're still waiting, you know, we're still trying to find a provider. Are you in a safe location?
I mean, this was, I was not in a safe location 4 hours ago. I was there
Okay.
4 hours ago. I had to
Uh-huh.
call 911 to take me out because I was there waiting for over an hour, and you guys, your providers were not picking me up. So I had to call
Right.
911. They took me out of the side of the freeway, and I had to call Uber. Now I'm home, but I want my car back. Like they told me, whoever they called me earlier, they told me that it'll be easier if I just leave the car keys inside the car. And my car, like there by itself, and then you guys will pick it up like pretty quick. But that was like 3 hours.
No. Yeah, I don't know who would say they would pick it up pretty quick because like in the California area this time of night it's very the providers, you know, just have never been the same since the pandemic, you know, and we called almost 40 providers in that area and no one's responding or either they're on police calls or they're unable to do it this time of night, first thing early in the morning. You know, that they say. So once again, I apologize that somebody told you that somebody will be there real quick to get the vehicle. And see, we're just the dispatchers, so we, you know, we have to call the providers, and they actually the ones that do the job. So they have to, you know, they have to say yes and then give us the ETA of how long they're going to be, and that's when we send everything over to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand. I mean, you guys are just a dispatcher. I understand that, but I mean,
Right.
I'm just saying, like, this is not an acceptable. Like, I was like in a dangerous, like not in a safe zone. I was there
Right.
with both of my kids for like over an hour. Like, that's fine.
Right.
Like I've had other insurances, and I've never experienced anything like this. I understand that it's late and all this, but like I was there. An hour and a half waiting for you guys to come pick me up, and all they
Right.
were telling me, like, oh, because of COVID, it's hard to get somebody to get you because it's three people. So I call 911.
Yeah, they
I
don't
called
even
the.
accept three people anyway. The trucks are not even built for three people, so it's like
Okay,
either maybe one
I
or two.
understand. So I called the roadside assistance, that freeway roadside assistance. I called
Right.
511, and then they told me, oh, just call 911, like, so they can just get you out of there, you know?
Yeah,
And I
'cause
did
if
that. And I did that. I did that because,
right.
I mean, if I would have relied on you guys, I mean, I would have been there 4 hours in a danger zone. So
Right.
I called 911. They took me out. I got an Uber. I had to pay $40 to get back to my house because I was like a different city. And I got here, and like, I want my car back. Like, and I'm still waiting. Like, this is just a bad experience. Like, you know, and like, you know, and like, I hope, like, you guys, you know, like, help me out because this is unacceptable. Like, I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
Right. Well, one thing about that, if anybody's in a dangerous situation, we always recommend that they call 911 because they'll come there quick to help. And as we note here on this page, like I said, it was like 41 calls or more, and we stay what the provider said. So we very much, you know, we're doing our part. It's not like we're not trying, but like once again, you know, my colleagues, they're calling like four times, and we have everyone we call is notated, and they could say, oh, wow, you know, they've worked very, very hard. So once again, the providers are one has to agree to come out to assist. And I definitely understand your frustration because I would be frustrated as well, you know. So I'm just, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
calling you to give you an update. I'm glad you got out safely. I'm glad you and your children are fine. I'm very much glad. But we also noted every 41 providers that we've called. It's noted down here that we are trying to assist. And the ones in the area, a lot of them, they didn't have either no drivers, or they was on police calls, or they was unable to assist for whatever
Yeah.
reason it is. And what
Yeah,
we
well, I don't
do.
know if you like a new ticket because I have a feeling you guys are not getting it because they think there's three people in the car. Like, I don't know because like, whoever called me at first told me, like, yeah, like, it's because the reason, like, it's hard to get somebody, like, because it's three people. I'm like, well, I need to get off. Like, I'm not going to leave my kids in the car by themselves and you take me, like, them at the freeway. Like, I'm not doing that. Like I need to get off the freeway. Like, and then he's it's because, like, usually one person, because of COVID. I'm like, all right, I understand that. But, like, I'm not going to go by myself and leave my kids here. Like,
well,
I need you guys to.
No, go ahead. I'm agreeing with you.
I need somebody to come get me with my kids. If not, like, I need to get another option. He's like, yeah, because if it's one person or no person, if you can leave your car there, like, we can probably get it. It's the reason they're not picking up is because there's three people. I'm like, all right, well, I'll look for another option for us to leave, and I'm going to leave the car inside. And that was, like, 2 hours ago.
Well, as a supervisor, I don't think they're not picking up because you have three people in a car. I don't know who told you that, but that's not why they're not picking up. They're picking up due to they don't have no drivers, or either they were unable to assist, or they're working on police calls, or they're unable to assist. And that's what's notated on here, not the fact that you have three people. We do know that the providers, they would only take maybe one or two because the truck is not equipped for three people or more. But that's not why it's hard for you to... That's why it's not hard to get a provider. You're also in a town called Corolla Wood in Irvine, California. That's, you know, that there. And then you're trying to go to Santa Ana as well. So sometimes they want you to stay in Irvine, or sometimes the provider wants you to stay in Santa Ana, or they can't cross it. You know, whatever the case, they're saying they're the ones that actually does the job. All we do is just continue to keep calling until someone says, yes, I am able to come and pick up the vehicle, the 2014 Kia Sportage from Corolla Wood. I don't even see an address on here. Because I think it's on a highway town road, and then to take it to Santa Ana this time in the morning there, where you're at.
It's I know it's a different city, Irvine to Santa Ana, but it's not that far. It was like a 12-minute drive.
Right. Some providers, they just stay in the same area. But once again, like I said, we've caught all the ones that's in the area, and basically they said they have no driver this time of night. They have no driver. I'm looking at it, you know. And some of them didn't even answer the phone at all. We called four times. We haven't stayed on here. And so then we went out to the outskirts, you know, that's farther in different little cities. And a lot of them, I see that there was no answer. That were like 20 right then and there that says no answer, that they didn't answer the phone.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand you guys are doing it. I mean, it's out of your control. Like, I understand that, you know, but but I don't know. It's just like, I've never experienced anything like this, you know, and like, I'm just upset, you know, because that's fine. I did that, but okay, that's fine. Like, all right, I called 911. They took me out to a safe zone. Like, I had to pay to get my Uber to get back home. I understand. That's cool. Like, I'm safe now, but I just need my car back. Like, I don't want to leave my car, the window open, and the car, the keys inside. I have my home keys inside. Like, that's what I'm worried about. Like, my house keys are there, my garage, like, everything. My car keys are inside the car, like, in the middle of the freeway. Like, that's my concern. Like, I'm already out the danger zone. Like, I'm home, like, safe. But that's my concern.
Okay, so you left your house key in the car and all of that, and then you went home.
Yeah, whoever I talked to told me to leave the keys inside, and like, I didn't think about it. I was just like, all right, I'm gonna leave the car keys inside. Like, and the car keys are inside. They're together with my home keys and everything. Like, so I left my keys basically in the driver's seat, because.
Right.
Like, I just thought that's why I'm upset now. Like that's the reason. Like, you know, like, I worked earlier today, and like I'm tired. Like, I want to be here when they bring in the car, but like, it's been already a long time. Like,
yeah, and this time of night, the way it's gone. What time is it where you're located?
It's midnight. It's midnight. I worked today. Like, I worked earlier this morning. Like, I had to wake up early. Like, I'm tired. Like, that I was coming home from from Rancho Santa Margarita. Like, I was already going to come home and rest, and like I'm up because I can't sleep without my car.
Right. All right, so only thing we could do is just continue to keep trying to see if we can get someone to come on out to secure it. But I was just calling you to just give you an update on what's going on, you know.
Well, I don't know if you guys can make, like, a new ticket. Like, take this one off and make a new one. Let them know the car keys are inside. Like, nobody, they don't need to pick up no people that are going to get picked up, you know, because from my understanding, when I made my first call, they made it seem like it was going to be hard to get a provider to pick up because there was three people because of COVID. Like, then that's, and then they're like, yeah, if you would have just left, like, by yourself or left the car keys in, like, left your car, like, maybe you would have, like, it's more easier for us, faster to get to you.
They're not answering the phone. See, that's what I'm trying to share with you. We're calling them, and we can't even talk to them because they're not answering the phone to even tell them that is nobody in the car. We have to get them to answer the phone in order for we can even talk to them. So that's not even an issue as well. I have a lot here that just says no answer, and we call them four times. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you. It's not even about three people on the ticket, and then I can't change this ticket out. It has to stay there, but we can continue to call more people and the more providers, which they still be far out, if they can come and secure the vehicle. So it's not about the people or that's the three people. It's about them answering their phone so they can allow us to know will they be able to assist. So we're not so far getting, you know, no answers. But once again, we got a big old list that we just continue to keep calling, you know, so we could try to get someone out. And some of them may say they can't do it until early in the morning because, you know, it's too late. You know, they'll do it in the morning, you know, when they first open up. So, you know, so as I go down the list, if I happen to get one that says that, would you like that or what?
Yeah, I mean, I just need to get my car back here, like, regardless if it's, I mean, I might be sleeping, but, like, already whoever called me earlier, like, I already let them know the instructions of what to do with my car. So, I mean, whatever, like, I just need my car here because my house keys, everything's inside there. Like, I left everything inside because, like, I was panicked, like you know, and then they told me that it'll be better if it was just one person or nobody and to leave the cars inside, like, car keys inside. So I just went based on that. So
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead out and try to dispatch this or to continue to go down the list that we do have. So you just left the vehicle and everything. So we would have to do a waiver because you left the vehicle unattended. And so now it changes to an unattended tow because you left the
Well, that's what they told me. That's what they told me earlier when they called me. Like, I mean, I don't know what's a waiver. Like, I need to sign something or I don't know, but I just need my car back here. Like, that's all I need. I need my car here because my house keys, everything's in there.
Right. Once again, I definitely understand that. So, like I said, we're going to be working on that as well. And you left the keys. I'm just looking at any notes that you're saying. Okay, it's located in the intersection. Oh, it's on the intersection of Spring Meadows and Kawai Nova. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and put down you left the vehicle unattended, and let me find out where you put the keys at. Give me 1 second. Where did you leave the keys at?
It's in the driver's seat.
So you agree to waive all rights for the vehicle, the waiver?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you agree, sir?
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree. I just want more here. Like,
okay, so if I do get someone and they said they could do it first thing in the morning, you don't have a problem with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine, but I'm just concerned because my car keys aren't, my house keys are there. Like, I mean, yeah, as long as my car's here by the morning, that's fine. But, I mean, I would prefer it right now, even if it's at 2 a.m. I mean, I told them that I'm going to be sleeping, but as long as they leave it, they follow instructions, they leave it inside my driveway, like next to that white car, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I just want my car here. Like, I'm just concerned because of my house keys.
Okay, so I'm just asking you on a recorded line, just in case a provider says that they can do it, they can do it first thing in the morning, that you agree. Okay. All right, so let's go. So we're going to go ahead and continue to secure a provider for you, okay? And once again, I do apologize for, you know, all that you've been through with this here, and I definitely understand your frustration. So we're going to go ahead and continue to work on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, so now they're going to probably call you when they're en route, so you're going to be there to answer, correct?
I mean, I'm hoping. I'm going to put my phone. I'm tired. Like, I work today, so, I mean, I'm going to put my phone, like, on you know, like, loud, you know? I'm going to put it, like...
Okay. So, like, 7 or 8 o'clock would be good, just in case, because usually they'll say that. That'll be good for you?
Yes, that's
okay.
Fine.
All right. Well, we'll make that the last resort. And other than that, I do want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You and your family, y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You and your family, stay safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
My pleasure.